we were learning this Gemara over here in Gimel Med Aleph, right after the two dots. Mishnah will finish this little sugya and then go on to the discussion regarding the nature of the stones that were used, which is a fascinating discussion if you're into archaeology and know anything about the Kaiso and this type of stones that are used there, and maybe we'll get involved in all of that, because it comes up over here a little bit. But the Gemara at the end of this discussion regarding Hezek v'Yesh Mei Hezek, so we talked about how the Gemara came to the conclusion that what the Shutfim agreed to do here was split the field in the first place. HaShutfim Sherasu Lasis Mechitza is talking about that they agreed to split the field. They didn't have to do that. It wasn't a big enough field that one of them could unilaterally force the other one to split it. But once they split it, then they had to build a wall because Hezek Re'ia Shmei Hezek. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's read it to two dots. There's no din chalukah that one can force the other one to split the field. If there's no din chalukah, ki ratzu mai havi. Just because they agreed to split the field, how is that in any way substantive? Nehadra behu, let them recant, let them back out. No, that they performed a kinyon sudar, as we discussed yesterday. My havi, kinyan dvarim b'yamahu. It's a kinyan dvarim to split the field. Not that they actually, you know, were cone the field right now. I'm talking about that they're going to split the field in the future. An obligation to do something. Or maybe because it's undefined as who's going to take what part. As we discussed yesterday, two possible understandings of kinyan dvarim b'yamahu. What exactly is the chisaron? So Gemara says, no, b'shekanu yadam beruchais. They, each one chose which side of the field they're going to receive. So it's not undefined, and it was actually taking place right now. Rav Ashi Yomar, Kigon Shehalach Zeh B'Seich Shaloi V'Hichzik. V'Zeh B'Seich Shaloi V'Hichzik. This one went on his property, and he was kind of his property. This one went into his property, and he was kind of his property. What is added by Rav Ashi, right? We were talking about a Kinyan Sudar. We said a Kinyan Sudar is not good enough. Because a Kinyan Sudar, you know, can effectuate a Kinyan now, but not that I obligate myself to do something. There's no such Kinyan Sudar. It has to be, you know, acquiring something an hour perhaps later, but not that, you know, Me'achshav, but not that it's to do an activity. So we said, no, they were Kaine now, you know, in terms of the assigning each portion. Rav Ashi says that they made a Kinyan Chazaka. Why is that any different than the Kinyan Suda? Why would I have thought it's any worse? What is Rav Ashi coming to add over here? So that's exactly what Tosfos addresses. Have a look over here at Tosfos. Divei Masechil Rav Ashi. So Tosfos says, Teima L'ri, Ma Bo Rav Ashi L'Hoisef. What is Rav Ashi coming to add onto the Kinyan Suda that was already performed? V'chi Itzrich Ashmu'inon D'Chazaka Mo'eles K'moy Kinyan. Do I need him to teach me that there's such a Kinyan, known as Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka only works on Karka. Can't make a Kinyan Chazaka on a laptop. That's Hagbah. Or Kesef. No such Chazaka. Chazaka is on Karka, which means you establish your ownership based on doing an ownership activity. No al gadar uparatz. I build a fence, I open the fence, whatever. I lock the fence. I do a ownership activity. So, as Tosfos, why would I have thought the Kinyan Chazaka is any less than the Kinyan Sudar? Venira Luri, Deha Kamashmuel, De Afa Gav Damel Kamam Becheskes Habatim. Even though the Gemara says later on in the parak about acquiring properties, Shaloi Befanav Tzarch Lameimel Olei Chazik Vikoni, that if I allow you, I sell you ownership in a property, and I'm not there when you get there, I have to say to you, Leich Chazik V'Kani. If I don't say to you, Leich Chazik V'Kani, so then a Kinyan Chazaka doesn't mean anything. Just because I come and I lock your door doesn't make me the owner. What makes me the owner is the context under which I lock the door. And if I give you the keys to a house that's about to be rented and I say, here's your new keys, then you're the new owner. If I just happen to lend you a key because you're here for Shabbos, of course it doesn't make you the owner. So everything in terms of Kinyan Chazaka depends on context. So if I say to you, Leich Chazik V'Kani, go and take ownership of the property, then it becomes yours through Kinyan Chazaka. So Shalom Bifan of Tarkumeva Lech Chazik Vikani Hacha Kaven Shaamru Ata Tikach Ruach Tefinis. Here though, he didn't say Lech Chazik Vikani, but he told him, you go take the northern side. Kaven Shaamru Aka Tikach Ruach Tefinis Vani Ruach Dreimis. I'll take the southern side. Vahalach Vahirsik Loi Karecha Bishaloi. Each one went and took their own. Shaloi Bifnei Zeh, not in front of this other one. So it's not that you were there and you didn't say anything. You weren't there. So Nasa Kimi Shekana Miyadim Baruchas. Even though normally in that kind of a situation, that kind of context, you'd have to say Lech Chazek Vikani. Here, it's not necessary. Nasa Kimi Shekana Miyadim Baruchas is as if there was a Kinyan Sudar. I took this half, you took that half. Afa Pi Shaloi Amru Zeh Lazeh Lech Chazek Vikani. So normally, in order for Kinyan Chazak to be operative, you have to say Lech Chazek Vikani. Here, there was no Lech Chazek Vikani, and it's still good enough. Fantastic. That's where Rav Ashi is coming to add. Chavu, we understand? Until now we said, Kinyan Sudar, to split a field doesn't mean anything. It's Kinyan Sudar to do something. No, no, no. They were kinda each one the part of the field right now. Me'achshav, or you know, at least it was a determined part. That was Machlekes Tais and the Rush we had yesterday. The Rush said they made a Kinyan now. Tais said the Rambam said they determined which part each one is going to take. If they didn't make a Kinyan now, it's not undefined. Rav Ashi here is saying, no, they made a Kinyan Chazaka. What's the Chiddush? Of course Kinyan Chazaka works. They didn't say Lech Chazek Vikani, and nonetheless it still works. Why, Chevra? Tosis doesn't explain why. Why should Lech Chazek Vikani not be necessary in this context of a Shutfin Shechilku? Normally I sell you a property, Kinyan Chazak only makes sense, only is effective. If I say Lech Chazek Vikani, meaning if the seller is not there, if you do it in front of the seller, you don't have to say Lech Chazek Vikani. The fact that you made ownership in front of the Baal HaBayis, that implies that you're the new owner. Right, if the landlord is there and he hands me the keys and I walk into the apartment, then it's obvious I'm the new owner. But if he's not there, I need kind of like, you know, that instruction, Lech Chazek Vikani, now it becomes mine. But over here, you don't need Lech Chazek Vikani. Why not? So Tosfos doesn't explain why not, but there seems to be a machlek between the Rush and the Rashba as to why not. And as we'll see, maybe this machlek between the Rush and the Rashba is larger, it's just like the tip of the iceberg. It really exposes a much larger dispute between them as to how to learn the what's taking place over here when each one is taking their part of the field. Look over here at the Rush, not at the first part, at the second part. When he asked Kasha of Tosfos, three lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Tema, my kamach mila Rabashi, kasi lo shemina the kaka niknis b'chazaka. What, we never heard of kaka niknis b'chazaka? Of course we heard of that. The Yishloimar Dashu Inon is coming to teach us. Afagav Deloy Amar Lech Chazik Vikani. Even though I didn't say go and take possession of my property, you know the Kinyan Chazaka here works. El Shnitzral says Lachlik V'Halach V'Hichzik Shloim B'Fun of Havi Chazaka. Even though Afagav Deba Alma Amar the Chazak Shloim B'Fun of Tzarach Lema Lech Chazik Vikani. Normally you have to say Lech Chazik Vikani. Here you don't. Now Tosfos said the same thing, but Tosfos didn't tell us why. Here the Rush does. Hani Mili B'Davar She'ein Lo Chelik Boy El B'Kinyan Zeh. That's because, you know, I don't have any ownership in this item, you know, only by virtue of this new kinyan I'm about to make. So I need your permission to create the context that generates the kinyan. Avahaka shahakarka hishal shneim. Here, I already own part of it. My eres chazaka midato shaloi befanov. So then, the chazaka can work even if you're not here, and even if you didn't say Lech Chazek Vikani, because they already have an ownership part in this field. Have you understand, if I'm going to a building, I have no share in it at all, why would I think that I'm making a Kinyan Chazaka? So then I need the context that's created by the charge of the owner, Lech Chazek Vikani, that to create the proper setting to allow a Kinyan Chazaka to take place. Here, I already own part of it. And we're both partial owners. We're both partners. So if that's the case, since I already partially own it, I don't need Lech Chazek Vikani. So according to the Rush, the reason why Lech Chazek Vikani is not necessary here, Tosfos doesn't explain why. The Rush explains that it's because I'm already a partial owner. Yeah? But look at the Rashba. Seems to offer a different explanation. Ois Beis, says Rashba, V'yafagav d'ba'am ha'kaimelo n'tzarach l'meim Lech Chazek Vikani, haka de'eno zeicha b'shel acherim. You're not acquiring something that belongs to someone else. Ela birur chalakim v'luchudahu. What are we doing? We're settling up who gets which part Even if he didn't say kana. So here the Rashba seems to focus our attention somewhere else. It's not because you already have an ownership stake here in the property, so I don't have to say. It's because all we're doing is deciding who takes what. That's a little bit of a different focus. And it's, look, it's related to what the Rush said. The Rush said that it's, I already own part of it, and the Rashba would agree to that. But the Rashba holds that's not the reason why you don't need the context of Leich Chazik V'Kani in order to create a Kinyan Chazaka. The reason why you don't need Leich Chazik V'Kani is because I'm not even being Kona anything for the first time. All I'm doing is deciphering who gets which part. Meaning, according to the Rush, there's actually a Kinyan taking place here. There is a Kinyan Chazaka. Just, and normally in order to make a Kinyan Chazaka, you have to say Leich Chazik V'Kani. Just, the Rush holds, that's only if you didn't own it at all partially before. See, if I own it 50% before, right? I own 50% before. Now I want to own it 100%. So then I don't need Leich Chazik V'Kani to create a Kinyan Chazaka. According to the Rashba, it's not that you own it 50% and now you're about to own it 100%. All we're doing is figuring out which 50% is yours, which 50% is mine. It's not even so much a Kinyan Chazaka at all. What is it? We're just figuring out who owns which part. So since we're not even discussing a Kinyan Chazaka necessarily, we're in the classical sense. It's not that I mean Kona something new. I'm just figuring out who gets which part. Have you understand? It's not even so much a Kinyan, really. What it is figuring out which part is going to who. Then you don't need Leich Chazik V'Kani. When do you need Leich Chazik V'Kani to create a Kinyan Chazaka?
This makes it sound like it wouldn't work.
No. Wouldn't work the Kinyan Chazaka without Leich Chazik V'Kani? Why?
It's not a Kinyan.
That's why it's different. Normally, a Kinyan Chazaka requires Leich Chazik V'Kani. Says the Rush, I'll tell you a technical reason why you don't need it here. Because you already have an ownership stake.
Right.
When do you need it if you don't have an ownership stake? Because otherwise, I might say, I don't know if this is a Kinyan Chazaka. It's hard for me to tell. But you already have an ownership stake. That creates, that kind of fills in the gap where the Leich Chazik V'Kani would have, taken, the space of the Leich Chazik V'Kani. The Rashba says, it's not even so much a Kinyan, really.
Right.
What it is a Bira Chalokim Bi'alma. Bira Chalokim B'lechuduhu. That's why you don't need Leich Chazik V'Kani.
Right.
I already own it.
Oh, okay. So that's what he's saying. Okay.
I already own it.
Okay.
You're already, we're going to get to at the end. But we're tapping into something a little bit deeper. But yeah. I already own it. So all I'm doing is kind of figuring out which part was mine all along, maybe. Yeah. So Chaver Reb Nachum explains this beautifully, this machlekes in the Rush and the Rashba. He says over here, Shir Klali, Mamish puts this together with the other Rush and the Rashba. Beautiful, fantastic. Look over here, Oiz Gimel, read it inside. It says over here, Oiz Gimel, the Ba'in and Amira, when do you need to say Leich Chazik V'Kani? Hu Mishum de Ba'in and Azdas HaMakir Asiyah Sechalois. When do I need Leich Chazik V'Kani if the owner is transferring ownership to a new buyer? It's not enough that I let you go do it. I have to give you my kind of, wishes to do it. I'm acquiring something new, but then I need, to express my willingness to transfer ownership to you, and that is done through the Leich Chazik V'Kani. Otherwise, it's a unilateral act. How do I show that I'm happy that you're acquiring this, this property through by saying Leich Chazik V'Kani? Masha Engim B'Chaluka. Everyone is taking that which was always theirs. It's just determining, which was always really part of my property. So then it's enough with just, okay, you do that, I'll do this. I don't have to say Leich Chazik V'Kani. There's no real Kinyan here taking place. Makne, koine, transferring ownership, non-transferring. This was all both, jointly owned by the two of us. And now we're just figuring out whose is what. That's not even a Kinyan Chazaka in the classical sense. And Mishum Halki ain't Sar Shiyam Lo Lehedya Leich Chazik V'Kani. That's the opinion of the Rashba. But then he says V'Nei B'Divrei Arush Lehuskar Klal Inin Zeh. The Rush never mentions this Bira Chalokim Lechalek Ben Chalois Chaluka Lechalois Mechira, to distinguish between separating or splitting versus selling. All the Rush says is before the Chalukah, it belonged to both of them. The Rush has a whole different perspective here. The whole purpose of Lechaz V'Kani is not to express the das of the owner, you know, that I'm happy with the kinyan that's about to take place. It has to do with the Maisa kinyan, meaning to create the context that's necessary for the kinyan to take place. What does the kinyan chazaka consist of? I do something that shows my ownership. I'm in charge. Some people are like that. They always have to show I'm in charge. So, I'm in charge. People want to show they're in charge, but no one lets them show they're in charge when everyone's awake. So in the middle of the night, at 3 in the morning, he wakes up and he shows everyone, aha, I'm in charge. And he sits at the head of the table, you know, and makes kiddush. What does that do for you? No one's there anymore. There's no audience. It doesn't mean anything. So too, if you do it without an audience, without anyone telling you to do it, it doesn't mean anything. You're not in charge of anyone. So it has to be. I say, I'll say that you're stealing. When I say, now you have permission to take part of the karka. Now, you see, you know, that this is a kinyan. Therefore, the Rush says, look, 3 lines from the bottom, the kol zeh shayach begavnish lahay lokeach chelek bekarka. How can you say it's not mine, you know, and I'm stealing, if I already owned a portion of the property in the first place? So I don't need your lechaz v'kani to create the context for the ma'isa kinyan to take place. I already owned part of it in the first place. That's what the Rush means. I need the das bialim to create the context. Avah b'shutif, the islay chayv b'karka, we're already partners, I have a portion in the karka, but gam koyderach noah, islay rishus samachzik. Before, I also had rishus to be here, ein tzarech as das bialim ma'etzim ma'isach zakakach. So according to the Rush, the reason why I don't need lechazik v'kani is because since you are partial owner here, the context exists without the lechazik v'kani. Without saying you go and make a kinyan chazaka in order to create a kinyan. The Rashba holds, we're not even dealing with the kinyan chazaka at all, the classical kinyan chazaka. What we're doing is splitting properties, which is birur chalok and biyama, figuring out who gets which part. That doesn't require the rules of kinyan chazaka that include lei chazik v'kani. Rabbi, here are 2 perspectives. But this really is, perhaps, is 2 perspectives on what this division is all about. Is this division, when you have 2 partners that are splitting something, if you ever enter into a partnership agreement, ever with a shutuf in a business, I beg of you, I've seen it's terrible, write out every detail of the partnership. You know, while you guys, you don't have to explain this, it's kind of like olive face. People come from Haimishah backgrounds, everything is handshakes, everything is understandings, we're friends, everyone is handshakes until all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. And there's a misunderstanding when it comes to splitting the business, and they're going in different ways, and this one accuses that one, and that one accuses this one. It's terrible. 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 Destroys the community. So, chevra, always have to explain everything in a partnership. But what happens when the partnership dissolves? They're splitting this field over here. So is it that everyone is taking, you know, it's like a kinyan, I'm being kind of my half, you're being kind of your half? Are we just dividing it, and it's kind of like a birur chalok and biyama? Meaning maybe the Rashba and the Rush are arguing about what is going on when a partnership dissolves. Is it everyone is, you know, kind of being kind of their half? Or is it, you know, that we're, I owned it the whole time, just figuring out which is mine and which is yours. Look over here, there might be a difference. Because the Rush, let's look back at the first part of the Rush. I saw a camera. Breathing break. Look at the Rush. Yeah, Ravashi Yomar, Kigon Shahalach Zeba Atzmai, Vehichzik Bechalkai, Vezeba Atzmai, Vehichzik Bechalkai. Now, if you medayik in the language of Ravashi, Ravashi said each one was kind of their part. Says the Rush. That doesn't mean both parties necessarily have to be machzik in their parts. Once one of them did a kinyan, automatically, the other one was removed, and his friend, you know, and he was kind of his part. Kiderach shashanina bekidushin. Like we learned in Maseches Kiddushin, in Metaltulin, Kevin shezach hazeh, nischayev zeh bechalipin. Whenever you're doing an exchange, goods for goods, a bartering, we discuss one kind of chalipin, which is a kinyan sudar, that's symbolic. In lieu of picking up a symbolic object, I obligate myself to different things. There's another kind of kinyan chalipin, that's shaveh b'shaveh, which is we swap goods or bartering. So when I pick up my goods in the barter, automatically your kind of your goods. You don't even have to pick them up. It happens automatically. So Sotu says the Rosh over here, once one of them is kind of his portion, the other one is kind of his portion mimela by default without having to do anything. That's good enough. But look at the tour. The tour says not so. Look at the tour. One of them was kona his portion. That's the rush. No, it's not good enough. If one made a kinyan, they both must make a kinyan in their portions. The Torah quotes like that from the Rambam. The truth of the matter is, all the Rambam did was quote the Gemara. It's hard to know what the Rambam is saying. But the Rambam quoted the Gemara, Dafka. Again, the Rosh of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Right? The Ravashi said, Zeh Halech B'Shaloi. Right? Zeh B'Sech Shaloi V'Hechzik. Zeh B'Sech Shaloi V'Hechzik. And the Rosh said, that's a Lav Dafka. The Rambam says it is Dafka. Look over here, Oizayin. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. Two lines from the bottom. V'cheinim halach zeh ba'atma v'hichzik v'chalkoi v'zeh ba'atma v'hichzik v'chalkoi. This one on this one's portion, that one on that one's portion. Afa pisho kind of the other meinachem emiachalach v'chaver. So each one was kind of their portion. So the Rambam, since he quotes the Gemara Ketzu Rasai, as it appears, that it seems that it is dafka. Some claim there's a Tau Sofer in the Torah. The Beis Yosef claims the Tau Sofer should say the Ramban. Problem is, we don't have a Ramban like that, so it doesn't really help us either. So whatever it is. Sounds like that from the Rambam, but it's always unfair to kind of blame the Rambam for just quoting the language of the Gemara. But fine. Seems to be, at least the Torah's opinion was, we have a machlokes here. Between the Rosh and the Rambam, according to the Rosh, it's enough if one person was kind of like you find by chalipin, shavet b'shavet. We're swapping goods, I pick up my goods, you're kind of, you're kind of your goods without even making a kinyan by default. So the Vir, one of them took their portion, the other one is kind of mimeo. The other one is kind of a male. The Rambam holds no, both have to make a kinyan in their portion. What are they arguing about? So Rav Nachum argues in his fantastic Shir Klali over here that they're arguing about this very point. This is the Rosh Lashitasai. Why, how did the Rosh understand the whole division of the properties here between the two Shutfim? The Rosh understood that this is kind of like a kinyan chazaka. I'm being kind of my portion, you're being kind of your portion. It really should have had the same rules as a kinyan chazaka. We have to say lei chazik v'kani. The only difference is, here, since I own part of it, you don't need the lei chazik v'kani. But the truth of the matter is, I'm being kind of my portion, you're being kind of your portion. So then the rules of kinyanim apply. Whatever the rules of kinyanim are. And if the rule of kinyanim is, when I'm kind of, whenever we're swapping properties, I kind of my portion, when you pick up your portion, meaning I'm swapping, let's say we're swapping, I don't know what we're swapping. I'm swapping sheep. For, we're swapping, corn for beans. When I pick up my corn, you're a coin of the beans. Mimelo, without ever making a kinyan on the beans. So too, the Rosh holds, we're swapping properties over here. I'm being kind of my property, you're being kind of your property. When I pick up my property, when I make a kinyan chazak on my property, you are automatically kind of your property. The Rambam holds, no, like the Rashba. What's going on over here is we're not being kind of each one of us separate portions of the previously, this previous partnership that used to exist. What's going on is we're dividing the properties. We're not being kaine mechadash, it's birur chalokim. We're figuring out, what belongs to who. What belongs to who. That's what we're doing. So if that's the case, the Rambam holds, each one has to take their portion. Just because I figured out what belongs to me, and we could probably then, therefore, derive what belongs to you, the equation isn't completed until you take your portion after I took mine. Because it's Bira Chalakim. Bira Chalakim, you know, involves two parties. So I have to be Mavara my Chalak, you're Mavara your Chalak, and then it can work. But if it's, if it's not like that, you know, I just took my part, that shouldn't necessarily be enough to create the division that's necessary. Division of assets requires both parties to participate. So look over here, says Reb Nachum, I say, read inside, hopefully it'll be a little clear, his fantastic lotion. He says, Vinei, Medivri HaTaisis Besugin, Meduyek Shalai Kedvarav. Taisis also implies not like the Rosh. Because look at the language of Taisis. The language of Taisis is, V'halach, V'hichsik Lai, Kol Echa B'Shalai. Zeh Shalai B'fnei Zeh. So the Rosh said again, it's enough if one did it. One party was kinda, that's enough, like Chalipin. Shaveh B'Shaveh, one party picks up his corn, the other one is kinda the beans. The Taisis said, V'hichsik Lai, Kol Echa B'Shalai. Zeh, Shalai B'fnei Zeh. Each one took their portion, this one not in front of that, which implies that both of them are doing it. The Mashakaz of Taisis, Ho, V'hichsik Lai, Kol Echa B'Shalai, Zeh, Shalai B'fnei Zeh, Mashad V'inu Shakol Echa, Yachsik B'chalkoi. Each one has to take their portion. That's like the tour according to the name of the Rambam. V'yesh La'ayim, but my pligi, Taisis of Rosh, what are they arguing about? So he says they're arguing about what we already explained. The Nira, the Taisis, Gam Kim Moide, the Lu Yitzur, Shachem Em Yiske B'chalkoi, The Taisis also agrees that there's a kinyan known as chalipin. And once one party picks up their part, the other party is going to their part without having to do a kinyan. The Taisis feel the gam harishon sheichzik lo yizocha b'chalkoi achi yachzik ha'akar b'chalek habeis. Here, it's not what's going on. It's not that one, they're swapping properties. Here, one isn't kind of, so the other one is also kind of. And imsish kozman shol hichzik ha'achad. There is no chalipin. Why? Because Taisus holds the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rashba. We're not acquiring ownership and transferring ownership. We're figuring out who, you know, has which portion. That, you know, takes two parties to be involved. Each one has to take their portion. It's not enough that one did it. If only one party did it, the karka doesn't belong to him. How can I have a, I resolve the dispute, and you haven't said anything yet? That's not good. I don't give classes in Shalom Bayis. That's, you know, okay, the dispute is resolved. I have everything, I've said everything I need to say. What you have to say doesn't really, you know, concern me. That's not, you know, that's not the way you resolve disputes. So it's not the way you resolve or divide properties. Is say, well, I took my part, see you later. You have to take your part, and kind of that's the way, you know, the agreement is settled. So it necessarily involves two parties. The Rush doesn't see this as birur chalukim, kind of dividing properties. This is acquiring properties. V'das harash nira, diu poga das harashba, v'ri, v'sfir de chalois chaluk lahavi birur chalukim. We're not just deciphering the messiness of this partnership. El hakno gemuro. This is a hakno. To call echad koines chelet chavero hanim se bechelkoi. Each one is acquiring, you know, their portion. So therefore, the rules of chalipin should apply. My high time of poshut arishon matzi liskos bechelkoi. When I'm kind of my chayek, I then should hitzik boy by making chazak of a shaper shayek by teres chalipin. Now we can have chalipin. We're swapping. I'm getting this. You are getting that. And you should hit the achar tzchayu kabeis without making a, you know, a kinyan on your side. And then he throws in the brackets. By the way, the Rosh here is lishitosai. Like we already explained. That the Rosh holds lay chazik v'kani. It's not necessary here because of rules of kinyanim. You already own a portion in the land, blah, 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 blah. As opposed to the Rashba, who said, no, you don't need to lay a chazik v'kani because not a kinyan chazak in the first place. This is birur chalakim b'yama. You know, we're just deciphering who owns what, but it's not a kinyan chazak formally anyway. The Rosh didn't say that because the Rosh holds this is a kinyan chazak, and therefore, since we are making a kinyan and swapping properties, so, you know, so then the rules of chalipin should apply. Once one is kind of, the other one should get his portion. As opposed to the Rashba, and that seems to be the opinion of Taisus and the Rambam, no, this is birur chalakim. Then you need both parties to agree to the division. That's how divisions work. You know, both parties have to agree. There is a third opinion here. So we have two opinions in Rishonim, how this division is going. There's a third opinion here, though. Look over here at the Beis Yosef, Eisvav. The quotes in the name of the Gois Maimius. Okay, you see me first line of Ayizva. Hagois, the Perak Bein, Mehilchos Shcheinim. Kazvu, he quotes over here, Hagois Maimius. Vinira the high vehexic, this is on that Rambam. Perak Bein, Shcheinim, Ochi Yud. Vinira the high vehexic, Lav Chazaka Mamish. No one's talking about a Chazaka, a real Chazaka. Kigon, no, para to Godar. Normal chazaka means you lock the property, you break open the property, you put a fence around the property. What are we talking about? Hiluk la'erech v'roichav chelkoi. All you're doing is walking around the property. K'demash malishin of a halach v'hichzik. Kloimar, are the hiluk hichzik. He just walked there. Now, normally that's not a good kinyan. Even though we have it in this week's parsha. Avram Avinu, Kosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, "Kum hisalik ba'aretz, la'arko l'rachba ki l'chon nena." Go walk around the property, because I'm going to give it to you. So if you walk around all the edges of the property, it sounds like that's a kinyan, just walking around the property. But look later on, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, I think that he quotes over here. The Gemara says in Kuf Amud Aleph, "Halach ba la'arko l'rachba kana." That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. If you walk around the property, you're cutting the property, but Belazah derives it from this week's parasha. Kum hisalik ba'arka, ba'aretz, la'arka l'arach, ba'kil l'chad nena. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, walk around the Eretz Yisrael, because I'm going to give it to you, and that's a kinyan chazaka. By the way, that's how we know Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Right, first, Rashi and Breishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. We're going to be accused, listem atem, that we're ganovim, it's not ours. No, it is ours. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us. When did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give it to us? When did Kodesh Baruch Hu give us Eretz Yisrael? In this week's parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Ravino, "Kum hisalik ba'aretz, ba'aretz, kivachad nena." That was the time. That was it. Avraham Avinu was kaina Eretz Yisrael for us, the doyrei doyrus forever. But it was first given to us at the time, of Bris Ben Absar, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to Avraham Avinu. So Rabbi Lazar holds, you see from this instance that if you walk around the property, that's a kinyan chazaka. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lazar. Ein hiluk mayo klum. Walking around does not acquire the property for you. Ah, Avram Avinu. Hasa mishum chavivusa da Avram hu dekarma lehachi. Kedei she'enoyach lichbo shufnei vanav. What Avram Avinu wasn't doing was actually acquiring Eretz Yisrael. No, that's what Rebbe Lazar holds. Chama's opinion is, he wasn't actually conquering Eretz Yisrael at that time. What it means is, he was setting the stage for us to conquer it and to acquire it later. Just because Avram Avinu was given the land doesn't mean it's his for l'dayrei daris. It means, but it was what he was doing was kind of planting seeds for us to be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael later on. But it wasn't actually a kinyan. So according to the Chachamim, we were not kind of Eretz Yisrael at the time Avraham Avinu came later. So Hashem Yishum Chavivusad Avraham to come Lehachi Kadeshi and Noach Lichbosh of Nevanu. So it should be easier to conquer because we're familiar with the land. He knew the prime, he knew the layout of the land. The whole story over there. Fine. Okay, so getting back, look at that Gois Maimonides. Gois Maimonides says, yeah, but over here it's enough if you just walk around. Ah, but walking around, we pass like the Chachamim. Walking around the edges is not a kinyan chazaka. The Kamash Malan, Afagav, the Biyama, Loi Kani Behiluch, Kim Davka Beshvil Shal Kramim, the Hiluch Avidi. Sometimes, vineyard, the only way to be kind of it is walking around the edges. That also, walking around the edges works. Haka Bekinyan Rucho Sagi Behiluch Biyama. Here, you can, it's enough with an inferior kinyan of Hiluch Ruchos. Why? Since all you're doing is deciphering who gets what, it's enough that should determine who what belongs to who. The Eno Yochel Lasser boy, you cannot retract from the Hilchasrikum. One second. So what does he say? All you're doing is being Mavara Chalokim. Hilchasrikum Kolakul Hachse Chelkoi Behiluch. Therefore, everyone has to walk around their part of the property. Therefore, says the Hagois Maimonides, each one needs to participate. Because this is not a kinyan, just determining who gets what. So this happens to work fantastically with what we said so far in the Rashba. This is beautiful. It makes perfect sense. According to the Rashba, there's no kinyan chazaka going on here. That's why you don't need lay chazavakani. Normally, you make a kinyan chazaka, you need lay chazavakani. Here, you don't. The Rashba said all it is bir chalak and biyama. We said that that's why the Rashba holds, or Taisvis and the Rambam, that's why they hold, that you need both parties to participate. Why do I need both parties to participate? Because there's no kinyan chalipin, shavah b'shavah. I'm swapping this for that. We're doing is figuring out which property was mine and which property is yours. So that you don't need a formal kinyan, but both parties do have to participate in kind of dividing, you know, up, dividing up what's here. Dividing up what's here. Yeah. Yeah, dividing up what's here. So it sounds like this works beautifully with the Rashba. The problem is, with this Hagois Maimonides, is that there's a Mishnah later on, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says in Beis Amud Aleph, if you have brothers that are splitting a property, ha'achin shechilku, no gather apart, it's kol shua reza chazaka. One of them makes a kinyan, then it belongs to him, and his friend acquires the other part, meaning the other party acquires the other part. So you see, you do require formal kinyan chazaka, and it's enough if one party does it. It's the last line of the Mishnah, Mebeis Amidav. Ha'achin shechilku, brothers that are splitting a Yerusha. V'amachzik b'nechzei ager. Or he's coming to take ownership of, you know, ownerless properties. Noa gadar paratz. If he performed the kinyan chazaka, kol shu arezu chazaka, and the other party acquires their part. He unilaterally acquired his part, and the other party gets their part. Even though it's only one party participating. So look over there, in the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam and that Mishnah. The Rambam says, V'chein ha'achim tizkayim chalukasam, ve'ein lahem lachzor me'acher, she'hichzik ech mehem b'chalko. Even if only one of them was kind of chalek, that's enough. So how can the Rambam say, over here by the Shutvin Shechilku, you need both of them to participate, because this is Biruk HaLakim B'Yalma, you don't need a formal Kenyan Chazaka. That's what Hagois Maimonides said. It's enough if you just walk around the edges. Don't you see from this Mishnah by Achan Shechilku that you do need a formal kinyan chazaka of Gaal, Gadar, no Paratz? And if one of them does it, it's enough. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Many ask this is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam over here in Hilchos Shechem says both of them have to participate. The Rambam over here in the Perush HaMishnayos says if one of them, when the brothers are splitting, one of them made a kinyan, that's good enough. And how can anyone say, like Hagois Maimonides, that just walking around the edge is good enough whenever you're splitting properties? The Mishnah says over here, we're splitting properties between two brothers, and no one said walking around the edge is good enough. You need a formal kinyan chazaka of Gadar no Paratz, building a fence, destroying the fence, or locking the fence. So Reb Nachum suggests, finally puts the cherry on top of his whole little shir kloli over here. He suggests that perhaps there's, this is always the easiest way of doing things. This stipler does this all the time. He has a chakira, and then in the end he says it's both. Yeah. And obviously it's both. There's elements of both. That's why you have a machlekes. Is it this or that? Because there's probably somewhere in between. Right? There probably are elements of this or that, and the question is which are we going to emphasize and which is going to drive, I'm not getting methodology classes, but you know, which we're going to emphasize and which is going to be defining quality. But a lot of times there's elements of both. So says Reb Nachum, perhaps there's two drachim in splitting a field. Or splitting properties that are jointly owned. One is Biruk HaLakim. There, you need both parties to participate, and maybe you don't need a formal kinyan. But then there's also the other way of doing it, which is making a kinyan, where it's enough if you actually adhere to the rules of kinyanim. It's enough with one party to do it, and it can work midin kinyan chalipin. Meaning maybe there's no machlekes at all. There's really two ways of splitting these kinds of properties. One is through Biruk HaLakim, both parties participate, but then you don't need a formal kinyan. The other is through a formal kinyan, then it's enough if one of them participates. Look over here, always test. Says Reb Nachum, maybe there's in fact both tracks. Two types of splitting. Either by deciphering the properties or by switching, you know, by acquiring. The Gabalo HaChaluka, it's no different than any kind of hakna. And this will be the difference. The difference will be, do you need a formal kinyan? And do you need both parties to participate? If we're taking the track of kinyan, you need a formal kinyan, but it's enough if one party participates. If you're doing the track of biror, You don't need a formal kinyan, but both parties have to participate. You don't need a full kinyan, but you need each one to participate. Not everyone was kind of their part. But if you're going to split it with a kinyan, it's enough if one of them, you know, will do it. As long as you had a formal kinyan. With this, we can be miyash of the Rambam goes maimnius, because that which the Rambam said in the Yadah Chazak, you need both parties to participate, is talking about where you did midin chaluka, not midin kinyan. What he's talking about in the Parashah Mishnah is enough if one party participated, that's midin kinyan. Similarly, now goes maimnius is talking about where you did midin chaluka. The Mishnah, you know, is talking about where you did midin kinyan. So chaluka is enough with an inferior kinyan, like just walking around the edges, but you need both parties to participate, as opposed to midin kinyan. Enough if one party participates alone, but you need the formal Maisa Kinyan. It seems to me, though, Chevra, that's the way Reb Nachum goes. It seems to me that perhaps there is a machlekes here. And it might have to do, meaning how do you split properties that were jointly owned? It might have to do, what is the nature of a partnership in the first place? We have to figure out, or just think about, what does a partnership mean? I'm sure there's laws about this and probably case law and all that. I didn't investigate that, but side of it. It's not a comparative law class, but some of you might know more than me. But how are assets of a partnership owned? I assume everything is owned jointly. So, meaning every asset is owned 50% or, you know, by both parties. One could view a partnership in that way. Or one could view a partnership as, you know, 50% of the assets are mine, 50% are yours, but since it's undefined, we don't know who owns what, you know, we kind of both have a hand in everything. Right, you can view a partnership in those two ways. Have a look over here. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin, the Brayos in Masechtas Gittin. Tashma, Yisrael ba'ayvei kechavim shalach chusada b'shutfus. Let's say a Jew and a non-Jew in Yom HaDiyoma, in Eretz Yisrael, when they're selling property to non-Jews. But let's say a Jew and a non-Jew own property in Eretz Yisrael b'shutfus. So if the property is owned by a non-Jew, there's no tevel. Everyone knows what tevel is. Tevel is produce. You haven't separated chumas and maasas from it. It's an Iser Karis. It's a pretty big deal to separate chumas and maasas. Otherwise, you're eating an Iser Tevel. Iser Karis. Chulin means if it's owned by a non-Jew, there's no obligation to separate chumas and maasas. It never became chulin in the first place. It never became Tevel in the first place. So what if a non-Jew and a Jew own a property together in Eretz Yisrael? Tevel the chulin mu'rabin zebazet. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that it's Tevel and chulin mixed up all in one. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Shalav Kachavim Padav Shal Yisrael Chayv. Meaning after we split it, after we split the field, whatever will be determined as the field of the non-Jew, whatever came from there is part of Chumas and Maasos, the Kulum. Whatever came from the field that was later owned by the Jew, it's Chayv and Chumas and Maasos. Ad kan lo pligi, the Maasos of a Yeshber, Maasos of a Einber. I hate to think of Yeshber, Einber, I don't want to get bogged down by that. But what that means is the following. When we split something, do we say it was always, you know, we're going to retroactively split it? It was always as if it was split? Or do we say it's not retroactive, we split, it was always if it was split, the split is always mikanu lahaba. Meaning when we say something is split, do we say yesh breira, and we, you know, kind of foreshadow backwards, or backshadow, and say this was always the two properties, in which case the property of the non-Jew was always pater from Chumas and Maasos, property of the Jew was always chayv in Chumas and Maasos. Do we say no, the split is mikanu lahaba, and we don't worry about, you know, we can't project backwards into the past. So the opinion of Shimon Gamliel is we can't project backwards in the past. So we say whatever came from the field of the non-Jew was always part, whatever came from the field of the Jew was always chayv. The opinion of Rebbe is you can't do that. The split is mikanu abo. What about the stuff that came before? So it's all mixed. Tevel uchuma muravin zebezeh. What does that mean? Tevel uchuma muravin zebezeh. Chevra, what does that mean? You can understand it in one of two ways. What that means is every kernel of grain is half tevel, half chuma, because the partnership is 50-50 between the Jew and the non-Jew. Or I could say, part of the field is Tevel, part of the field is Truma, 50% of the field, 50% of this field, but I don't know which 50%, and since they're mixed up, we're stuck. That's a machlek, Tisus, and Rashi. Rashi there says, Tevel v'chul mu'ravin, ein l'cho kolchita v'chita she'chetzi Tevel v'chetzi chulin. Every kernel is half his, half his. Everything in the business is mine or yours. I'm sure some businesses are structured that way. Tisus says, no, half is mine, half is yours. I just don't know which half is yours and which half is mine. And therefore, I can't fix it. But it's not that half of each kernel of grain is half mine, half yours. I have my part, you have your part, but it's undefined. That's how a shutfus, you know, operates. Presumably, you could word your partnership agreement in one of two ways, you know, I guess. But, you know, we own two factories. One is mine, one is yours, but we're not going to figure that out now. Or we say half of each of factories, half is mine, half is yours. I assume that's the more obvious approach. But the way these two partnership agreements can be structured might, you know, determine how you go about dissolving a partnership. If dissolving a partner, you know, if the partnership was half is mine, half is yours, but we don't know which is which, well then, dissolving the partnership involved Bira Chalokim. Let's figure out which was mine and which was yours. If a partnership is owned jointly throughout, right, every piece of equipment is half mine, half yours, well then, splitting a partnership involves Hakna. It's not just Bira Chalokim. It involves hakna. It involves, well, I'm removing myself from my half, and you're removing yourself from that half. Then, you know, that's what, like the Rush was talking about. It's a real kinyan, kinyan. So chalipin can work. I'm cutting my half, you're cutting your half, but we're making a new kinyan here. According to the Rush, there's no new kinyan happening. I always owned half, you always owned half. It might be more philosophical in terms of partnerships. Even if a partnership is owned half and half, that's the way it's structured legally, we all know what it means. Half the business is mine, half the business of yours, and it's kind of undefined, and that's why we you know, work with that kind of understanding. So that's the machlokes over here about dissolving the partnership. Is it a hakna because we owned everything jointly and now I'm removing myself from half and you're removing yourself from your half, so we acquire a kinyan? Or is it kind of bira chalakim? You know, I always had my half, you had your half, but it was undefined, and now we're just kind of, you know, defining the terms of the partnership. But you don't necessarily need a formal kinyan. So it seems to me, other Achronim bring this up, but it seems to me that perhaps this is really at the heart of the machlokes between the Rush and the Rashba. And, you know, what is the nature of shutfis in general, which is something to think about. Achronim, tomorrow we'll go on with the stones and all that.